Welcome to another episode of the Blemished Beauty Podcast. This podcast was designed with you in mind. If you're ready to erase the norm and embrace the truth, come pull up a chair, grab a journal, and tell a friend that your favorite Jersey girl is back with another episode. So let's get into it. Hey, y'all. So I'm back with another bonus episode. And today is a bittersweet one. So for those of you who have taken this journey with me and you have been riding with me since season one, let me just say thank you. I appreciate you for taking this journey with me and experiencing all the lows and the highs and the episodes that I have recorded thus far. And if you are familiar with some of the episodes in season one, you know that I did an episode for my uncle, who I lost a year ago to this day. So today, in honor of May 3rd, I decided to do a bonus episode again in his honor. Now, usually I'll have some type of notes or something planned, but right now I am just going straight off the cuff. And it's a heart message. My uncle was the youngest brother to my mom. He had two children, one of which you will see in a future episode in season three. And the other one is killing the game in Atlanta. And they, surprisingly, are more like my siblings than my cousins, because I was my uncle's favorite niece. And he would laugh every time I said it, but we all knew it was true. But I just wanted to come on here and just embrace the day, embrace the space, because today I will be going to work and going through life, and I have a show later with my crew, After Show Vibes. Check us out on YouTube. Shameless plug. But I didn't want to let the day go by without sending him some virtual love, because he is well deserving. And unfortunately, he's not able to hear this, but I know he is smiling, because me and the fam have been doing some great and amazing things for this past year. And I know he would be right there, front and center, supporting us all. In my episode in season one about him, I doted on the fact that he made it his business to let his family know how much he loved us. He called us faithfully. And he was probably the only person I know that still uses a house phone, but that's neither here nor there. You can always count on him to call you for your birthday or a special occasion. And he was always so cheerful and full of life. And then when you had an event with food, baby, you could bet your bottom dollar he gonna be there. And he gonna be there with some Tupperware, because he bringing something home. My uncle loved a good celebration, and he loved his family most of all. but we have decided to turn our pain into purpose and use this day to celebrate the ones that we love and celebrate the ones who are still here. And that is the message that I want to put forth today into the atmosphere. For the family, let's make May 3rd the day that we connect. It should be every day, but as they say, life is life, and people have kids and work and spouses and all the things. So we can't really stay connected how we want to stay connected, but let's sacrifice for May 3rd moving forward to make this day all about love, to make this day all about connection, to make this day a day Dennis would be proud of. So I love you all. And I pray that you incorporate this into your lives as well. If you have that family member that you think about that you don't really reach out to, make sure you pick up the phone, text them, let them know that they are loved, they are on your mind, they are appreciated, because we don't know how much time God has given us with the people that we love. And if he brought them to your memory, that's a sign that you need to get in contact with them. Maybe they need to hear your voice or see your smile or just embrace your presence. So I hope you all have a wonderful day, an amazing day. It's Friday. Cheers to the weekend. And most of all, spread love, show grace, and shine bright.
We hope you enjoyed today's episode, and don't forget to leave a review. You can follow Shira on all major platforms and on YouTube at ShiraRenee510. Until next time, spread love, show grace, and shine bright.